we're still aiming on hosting the regional. Obviously, we put out a release this morning once we got more information from the NCAA about essential staff and what that means. You know, they've limited fan access to 120 people per institution, and obviously encouraging that, you know, vast majority, if not all of that, be players, family. So that's kind of the way we're headed, is that we're going to allow each institution a pass list of 120 people that will get access to the venue to be able to watch the games. And other than that, you know, we're chopping down all of the rest of our services, in terms of we're not going to have concessions, band, cheerleader, steppers are not going to be there for any teams, not just ours, but for any teams. And, you know, it'll just be a much, much more limited access and visibility there. Now, we were able to, with the NCAA, we all agreed that, you know, a media broadcast team is dire and necessary, so that people at home can watch and view and have a good quality product to watch kids compete.
How fast is all of this coming down and changing from, you know, this time yesterday to 24 hours later, as far as you have a plan in mind and then something else comes up or something new is kind of thrown in the mix?
I mean, honestly, this time yesterday, it was a full-blown regional. At 3:22 p.m. when I received Mark Dimmert's email, I kind of thought, this is strange, this is going to happen quick. Which, if you think about it, 3:22 here, it was 4:22 in Indianapolis. So they released that 30 minutes before the end of the workday. But I mean, I was in constant communication with our site rep, the chair of our Central Region Committee on the basketball committee, just about how to handle things and pass lists and definitions of essential personnel and immediate family, and close family, and what that means. And so it's been a quick change. Obviously, I woke up this morning and there's a lot more stuff happening even in the last 20 minutes. You know, we've had all five of the major Power Five conferences have canceled their conference tournaments, pulled people off the floor as they're warming up before the first games and stuff like that. So the NBA, MLS, it is a fast, fluid, is the term that keeps getting thrown around. It is a fluid situation that changes literally by the minute.
Are you looking at this saying in 48 hours there's a chance that this doesn't happen at all?
Oh, I think less than that, honestly. I think we'll know in the next five hours if this is going to happen or not. I would say if we get to the end of today and it hasn't been canceled, we're going to have a tournament. But I'm assuming the way that, you know, these other conferences, major conferences, leagues, NBA, MLS, all that stuff, the way that they're making decisions and canceling stuff, I would assume that the NCAA is either going to fall in line with that and we will know soon, or they're going to stick with their plan and we will have games Saturday starting at noon.